This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, episode 10. We'll have 55 of these all season, about half before we start play with the Thursday night opener between the Bills and Rams. Hey, watching that Bills-Rams Thursday night opener to start your fantasy season at Hooters, specifically one of the original Hooters brand locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. Visit originalhooters.com. to find the location nearest you and for easy online ordering. Sounds like a really, really good idea. I thank Hooters for their continuing sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Bill Curry Ford has been writing checks to the winners of podcast leagues for a few years now. They're doing it again this year. Sean Sullivan defends his money against the rest of us as a common contestant. It hasn't gone well. In the past, he has a little bit too much of an affinity for rookie players, most of which don't tend to produce strong fantasy results as much as established veteran players. But Sean's coming along, and Sean certainly took care of me with something he's very good at, selling cars a little over 9 months ago. I told him I wanted out of my 2014 Ford Focus. He put me into a 2018 Ford Escape. I was very impressed. I'm very happy. I haven't seen him since. Doesn't mean I'm mad at him. Doesn't mean he's mad at me. It means I've had no reason to go back to the dealership because my new pre-owned vehicle is running so well. And that was the reason I was seeing Sean and Grace and Mark and so many others a little bit too much for their liking and mine. With the 2014 Ford Focus, because it had over 100,000 miles on it. Sean would like to help you purchase a new Ford vehicle or a pre-owned vehicle, whether that is a Ford or from other inventory on the lot. Ask for Sean Sullivan. If you cannot find him, ask for Grace Thomas to get you to Sean Sullivan at Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Email for fantasy purposes, right.todd@yahoo.com until I tell you otherwise. Let's jump in, finishing this week of sort of talking about logistics, how I score leagues, how I manage leagues, different ideas. I want my leagues to produce the best possible representative of a fantasy champion that mirrors the game we actually watch and love on television or occasionally games in person. We've talked about eliminating the mandatory tight end with the wide receiver tight end flex. We've talked about my adjusted kicker scoring and how that works so well. We've talked about what else? We've talked about what do we get into the last couple of days? I'm trying to remember various things over the last couple of days. Again, I've been a little bit of a fog because of what I've now learned was the flu that I'm just about over. So let me just advance to this week, and we'll talk about waivers. And waivers seems pretty simple to me. Now, there are different ways that leagues can run waivers. I've always run my league this way, that let's say, all right, so let's say it's the opening game of the season. We know it's Bills-Rams. That should be pretty good. Although, if it's not Matt Stafford, I don't know that the game will be very good. Unless the Rams get Garoppolo, which I don't think Lynch wants in his own division to the team that just beat him to get back to the Super Bowl last year. Hang on, let me take care of this pop-up. Okay. So, Bills-Rams. So, first fantasy game of the season. And the minute that game kicks off, any fantasy players that are not on a roster in your league, on the Bills and Rams, they get locked out. They can no longer be claimed until what? Tuesday overnight is when we generally do this sort of thing, into Wednesday morning. They can't be claimed. So if let's just say a Bills pass catcher goes down in the game. You can't just jump on and claim who you think is next man available up for the Bills. You would have to wait, and you can put in a claim at that time, but he's not automatically on your roster. And that's how players get locked. Once their actual team plays, kicks off that week, they are locked. Up until the point where they play, or until the Monday night game kicks off, if they're on a bye week, they're available. And then we have a sorting out process where everybody puts in their claims, and then usually Tuesday overnight into Wednesday, your fantasy football server, engine, whatever you want to call it, will kick out who you got, who you didn't, and then everyone's a free agent because everyone's had a chance to make a claim. Now, you might have a period where based on you have to drop a guy to pick up a guy, that guy might have to sit for 24 hours, 48 hours. You control, commissioner controls that. But that's the way waivers generally works. And even in the NFL, and this doesn't happen a lot in the NFL, it'll happen a few times a year, it's still the worst team that gets to put in first claim. We see it on occasion. And sometimes teams pass because of the salary involved. And then once a player clears waivers, then there's no salary attached, and then he becomes a free agent. And then any team can make a call to his agent and say, hey, you know, we'll offer him this, or can we talk? All right. So the common practice of allowing the worst team to have the first claim, it's similar to most major sport draft processes, independent of the lottery that often takes place up top, which doesn't exist in, say, the National Football League. But you know how this goes. Just a couple years ago, I forget specifically what year it was, I thought to myself, I want to give more of an incentive to the teams that actually perform the best in the regular season, since they can't play a true home game head-to-head in the playoffs. They can't have home field advantage as NFL teams do. What advantage can I give an owner who's had either the best regular season or one of the better regular seasons, rather than just suddenly he's in a first-round playoff game against another team that barely made the playoffs, and if he has a bad week, that's it. And you might say, well, that's the playoffs. That's the way it should be. But in the NFL, you do have some advantages. There are bye weeks. There's home field. So I thought, what about let's reverse the waiver order starting with the postseason? And I did it. And not a soul complained, which is amazing, right? Considering we tend to have opinions, not just as fantasy owners, on everything. It made sense to me, and it's something that I strongly urge you to consider in your leagues as well. That once you reach the playoffs, the waiver order inverts. Instead of, first of all, eliminate the meaningless games. I think I've touched on that previously this week. For teams that didn't make the playoffs, yeah, you're done. No, there are no consolation meaningless games for you. We're the same people that badmouth preseason football, right? Because it doesn't count. So why should you get, after 13 or 14 weeks of playing, why should you get a meaningless game when it might impact who's available on waivers for teams that actually need those players. So I've eliminated those games going forward. They don't exist anymore. That creates more of a legitimate player pool for the legitimate teams. So forget about your whatever it is, a 13th place game. Get rid of that. I used to have a bracket called Ass Mania to win the Ass Man plate. Now it's just who finishes dead last. It's that simple. We don't dilute the waiver player pool for the playoff teams. And then once you lose in the playoffs, you're done. There's no consolation game. There's no third place game. Now, some of you might need to do this because of payouts. That's up to you. But I think, again, I'm always trying to get the best possible champion to represent my league. And I want the teams playing for that championship to have every benefit available to them because they've earned it. So eliminate the meaningless games for teams that don't make the playoffs or lose at least in the first round of the playoffs. If you need a third place game, all right, I get that. But if you have an 8-person playoff bracket, the teams that lose in the first round, no 5th or 7th place game. Come on. Shrink that waiver pool for available teams still playing who have earned the right to keep playing and have a good matchup. Have good teams for those final games. And then invert the draft order. So if you have an 8-team playoff, instead of the 8th seed, which I would say in this case would be your wild card, because I talked about that earlier this week. Instead of the wild card getting first claim in the waivers, and at this point they should just be happy they made the playoffs because you included the wild card, they pick 8th. They pick 8th. I mean, maybe a better example is 7, because in all likelihood, they might have fewer points than number 8 based on the wild card format, and they're lucky to be alive. Why should they have a waiver claim higher than the team who's had the best regular season and is the 1 seed, or even the wild card, which in some cases, our podcast league 2019, most point total in the league? So consider inverting the waiver order for the playoffs, rewarding the teams that had the best regular season and give them an advantage in the postseason to claim available players on waivers earlier than those who didn't perform as well in the regular season and just got in the playoffs. I think it's a very just reward for a team that basically wins your regular season. Because as we all know, and I'm holding up my right hand here, in the Foundation League, in our previous 7 years, I've had the best regular season team 3 times. My name is on the Jimmy McGinty Trophy 0 times, as I have not survived the playoffs. Again, 1 year, thanks to Marcus Mariota's broken fibula, first quarter against the Jaguars championship week. Consider inversion of waivers. If you have any question about that for the playoffs only, send me an email with any other waiver ideas at right.todd@yahoo.com. That concludes this week of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Hey, look, if you're wondering when we're going to start talking specific players, we've got plenty of time. Don't get ahead of yourself. Hooters is sponsoring 55 frickin' episodes here. This is the time of year where I talk about logistics. I'm trying to make you a better commissioner. I'm trying to make you a better owner. I'm trying to make you understand the mechanisms of the game better, how I run leagues, why they run so well, why we have such worthy champions. Of course, we're going to get to player talk. My big board is just two arm lengths away. I've refused to look at it because it gives me so much material. Just hang with me. Everything good comes in time. We'll be back on Monday. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Visit OriginalHooters.com for easy online ordering in the greater Tampa Bay area. And Bill Curry Ford.